Applied Statistics, Week 2, Friday, on Systematic Uncertainties. Imagine that you're measuring the length of a table and you're doing it again and again and again. Now, according to the uncertainty on the mean, well, that should go down with the square root of the number of measurements you make, right? So let's say you have a 1 centimeter uncertainty in each measurement. With 100 measurements, you should have only 1 millimeter uncertainty on the mean. And then you would think, can I not just continue making more and more measurements, and in the end, I'll have something infinitely accurate? The answer is, of course, no, and that's because there are more than statistical uncertainties, namely those systematic ones, which systematically biases your result in some direction you don't know. Systematic errors are errors that are not by chance, but implicit to the system or the way it's being measured. For example, if you measure the length of a table with a ruler, but you don't know if the ruler has the length that is written on it, then it doesn't matter how many times you measure the length of the table, it will never be more accurate than the systematic uncertainty of the ruler length. And in that way, you have to sit and wonder, of all the things that could have affected your measurement and things that could have gone wrong, and consider their impact on the final result. Hunting down systematic errors is hard work, and you don't always succeed because you don't know what could have affected your measurements. If you observe data, you also have to ask if some of the measurements are simply wrong. You can't just discard data at will, right? Every measurement needs a fair hearing before it's being discarded. And then you might wonder, should I correct it or should I simply throw it away? Always keep an accurate record of your raw and original data so that if you later find out that what you thought was something wrong was actually a new effect, you have it. And always describe exactly what you do to get rid of mismeasurements. In the end, there are many ways of getting systematic uncertainties, and typically those who design experiments are smart enough to say, I know what could be one of the largest influences, and for that reason, I've designed my experiment so that I can cross-check and correct for the systematic error that I fear the most. Those are the smart experimenters, but it is hard. And systematic errors, of course, do not go down with square root of n. That's only the random errors that we make. Systematic errors might be fixed, or they might come from measurements of something else, which could, of course, improve with statistics, but not necessarily so. And that is what makes systematic errors such a hard thing to consider.